The CDC must be stopped. There, I said it. See how easy that was? It's not even difficult. The CDC must be stopped. This woman that came out yesterday with her little army then of little tatine nannies that want to truly run a nanny state and are being told that they actually can, need to stop and need to be stopped. This ridiculous, there's ridiculous graphic that they generated with, you can, here's what you can and can't do if you haven't been vaccinated. There is an actual graph here. I'll load it up in the chat room, Crusader Stadium chat room, which is open, crusadechannel.com/go. Wait a minute. I was just looking to see if I had actually grabbed the, sometimes I just copy them and then paste them into the, there it is. Choosing safer activities. What's the name of this entity? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's what it's supposedly done. Couple of facts. It's never controlled a single disease, and it's never prevented one. Well, then why does it still have the misnomer in the title? You have this woman coming out looking like she's doing a Pentagon press briefing. These are the activities that you are allowed to participate in, and these are the ones that you're not allowed if you haven't been vaccinated. Look, the gig is up. There's too much evidence now piling up that the, quote, vaccines don't work. They don't do anything. Hell, they don't even do what the old flu vaccine was doing. Look at this. If you want to visit or a barber or a hair salon and you're fully vaccinated, you got to wear a mask, according to the CDC. Do they have making babies on this chart? No, they don't. If you want to go to an uncrowded indoor shopping center or museum and you have been vaccinated, you can go. You get a green light, Johnny. Little Susie, you can go. But you got to have a mask on. If you want to ride public transport with limited occupancy, you can do it if you're fully vaccinated. Or, I'm sorry, as a representative of James Clyburn of South Carolina will say, vaccinated. If you're fully vaccinated. Well, yours has more stuff on it than mine. Your graphic is even more sinister.
That's because I'm the crack researcher.
So, Mrs. O'Connell's graphic in the chat room that you can see is far more sinister than mine. Look at all the things.
What's in the red? It's singing indoors in a chorus, right?
Singing indoors.
When does that happen? At church.
At church. Singing in an indoor chorus. You can only do it with a mask on. So then how can you sing?
But it says it's the least safe. Two. It also says attend a full capacity worship service.
And you get a red bar.
Two strikes against going to church.
Yeah, two strikes against going to church. If you get a red bar and you get two Corona Doom Biden approved masks and you're still going to die. I agree with W.K. Summer in the chat room. You're right, sir. That is exactly what this is. Divide and conquer. Tell all the people out there that are resisting the Biden regime, your days are numbered. We will not let you into our... You know what? It's almost like... okay. This is goofy. Yes. But it applies. All right. All right. We're not going to let Rudolph join in any more reindeer games, are we? Come on, gang. Oh, no, not you, Reddy Nose. This is the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer treatment. And I will tell you that I am perfectly happy and very prepared to head out into the winter wilderness with all of you Yukon Corneliuses and Herbie the Dentists and go set sail for the island of Misfit Corona Dooms. The Babylon Bee guy choosing safer activities is funny. Walking alone in the park, unvaccinated people die. Hiking alone in Antarctica, it's not safe to do it even with a mask on and being vaccinated, but if you do it without a mask on, you're dead. By the by, I'm going to stick with this because I want you to go to my Twitter feed, and since most of you won't, I understand that. Let me give you an option. Go to today's pile of prep, which is actually freshly minted. You people need to start familiarizing yourself with MikeChurch.com again. I'm not going to tell you why, but you should. So go to MikeChurch.com, look at today's pile of prep, and you can see my tweets that I publish as being as embeds. They're embeds, but they show up on in the body of a web page, and you can see them very clearly. Let me just take you to one. This is, okay, Maggie, you can find this one. Okay, the Epic Times has a story here. I'll share the story with you. Here it is. First grader in southwestern Minnesota dies of corona doom. That's not what it says. First grader in southwestern Minnesota dies of COVID-19. A young child from southwestern Minnesota has died of COVID-19 complications, according to the State Department of Health. Again, I don't know how you would determine this because the RT-PCR test does not test for that. Has it been isolated? Has it been purified? Has it been verified? And has it been replicated? It isn't a thing. In any event, Marshall Public Schools Superintendent Jeremy Williams says the child who died Sunday was a first grader at Parkside Elementary. While corona doom deaths in children are rare, they can occur in otherwise healthy children, health officials said. Since the start of the shamdemic, spandemic, camdemic, casedemic, 3 Minnesota children under age 18 have died due to COVID-19, the health department said. Governor Tim Walz released a statement Monday in response to the deaths, calling it heartbreaking. Walz's office said the child didn't have underlying health conditions. According to the school district, 22 students and staff are in quarantine at the elementary school, which will continue in-person instruction. Now, this all sounds horrible, tragic. Ah, 6-year-old girl, I love little girl. Corona dude took her out. We gotta stop and put a mask on. Okay, let's put this in perspective since no one else will do this. And I'm getting sick and tired of this. Where in the hell are journalists? This isn't even hard to do. It took me 3 minutes to do this. Read the rest of my tweet. You can see the, I'll put your graphic in the chat room. Here, can you grab my tweet and put it into the chat room so they can see it? Okay, so all I did was Google search, or a DuckDuckGo search for State of Minnesota Health Death Statistics 2000, I just picked a year, 2018. Okay, here's what I got. I got the State of Minnesota's Health Board. They catalog and then categorize and then publish the previous years in 2018 in this instance. They publish it as a document. Who died of what and how old were they? And they also list the comorbidities. So you can see the graphic that I put in the in my little Twitter piece here. In 2017 and 18 flu season, children under the age of 18, 37 children died of pneumonia, ILI, influenza-like illnesses. There's like 10 or 11 different categories. 37 deaths. You know how many they're going to report last year? 3. No, that won't be 0.0. It'll be 3. It'll be 3 because they've eliminated flu. No one dies of the flu. Everyone dies of the corona doom. And they only have 3 to put on there. Yet, and here we are in 2017 and 18. That's what the statistics say. 37 little children, and most of them under the age of 6, little children died of influenza-like illnesses. So am I hearing this right then? Are their deaths, they just don't matter? You didn't die of the corona doom. You didn't die a real painful death, apparently. And it doesn't matter to anyone. Since when did death not become death? And since we're talking about respiratory illnesses, you're basically talking about one and the same thing. Look at the chart there. All causes total. Diseases of the circulatory system. Do your own count there. I'm sorry. Diseases of the respiratory system. You can do your own count by age. Just as I did. And that's where you get the total. Diseases of the respiratory system. 16, less than a year. 10, 1 to 4. 5 to 9, 3. 10 to 14, 4. 15 to 19, 4. Add it up, you get 37. That's the total death count from respiratory illnesses. Flu-like symptoms. Not a peep. Did anyone go to the governor or to the health department and whine and carp and cry and accuse someone of not wearing a mask or social distancing in 2017 and 2018? Why wasn't there an effort made to drop the number from 37 down to 27 in 2019 before the corona doom? I shouldn't have been going out to all the schools going, like, you got to sit behind a Lucite. You got to sit behind plexiglass. You little chirons, you can't do this. And all the little neonatal wards now, everyone needs to be separated by glass with masks and distancing. Do you see my point here? This stuff doesn't freaking add up. It's a scam. It continues to be a scam. What the amazing thing is to me, at this late in the game, 14 months into this scam now, how in the hell are average people so devoid of the facts?